Why are some children more popular than others at school? There are so many factors that can contribute to some students being more popular than others at school, from their appearance to their family's social status. But I think that the most obvious one is because of their personality traits. People of all ages are naturally drawn to people that make them feel good about themselves. So students who are kind and compassionate to their peers are always going to be liked by the majority. Having a good sense of humor is also an extremely popular character trait, as any comic relief from the stresses and strains of student life is very welcome. What are the advantages and disadvantages of being popular at school? I think the main advantages of being popular at school far outweigh the disadvantages. One of the main benefits is that you will probably receive special treatment from peers and perhaps even teachers due to your popularity. You may be able to get whatever you want simply by asking, and even when you break school rules, you may be punished more leniently than others. Although they may not realize, teachers may mark your work favorably and give you better grades than your work really deserves. Are students who are popular at school also popular as adults? The kids who are popular at school are probably also going to be popular as adults. However, being a popular student definitely doesn't translate to being a successful adult. Generally speaking, having the kind of personality traits that make children popular, such as kindness, compassion, and a good sense of humor, will stay with people for their entire life, and these qualities are also going to make somebody popular as an adult. That being said, it is often the shy, hard-working kids who are not distracted by trying to become popular at school who go on to have the most productive lives and successful careers. How important is it to be popular with colleagues at work? Being popular amongst colleagues at work is extremely important, especially for ambitious people who plan to reach the higher echelons of their companies. Being popular means that your colleagues are willing to give you a helping hand whenever you ask, cover for you when you need time off, and even lie for you to keep you out of trouble with your bosses. In my experience, unpopular employees are often overlooked for promotion in favor of somebody more popular, even if their qualifications, experience, or even their job performance is superior. Does a good boss have to be popular with his or her employees? I don't think that all good bosses are popular with their employees, although being popular probably makes their job easier in some ways. On the other hand, I believe that it's much more valuable for any boss to be respected by his or her employees, as employees who respect their boss are more likely to perform than those who simply like their boss. Being a popular boss probably means having to socialize with your staff, and this can lead to some problems further down the line, especially if a boss has to fire an employee who he or she has become close to, or has to give them some other bad news. I think a good boss needs to keep some distance between themselves and their subordinates to ensure a healthy professional relationship. Are people often promoted more for their popularity than for their ability? I think that as social creatures, humans are naturally attracted to people who make them feel good about themselves. Many popular people are popular precisely because of their personality traits that attract others. So I think that in a work environment, it's natural that some people are promoted because of their popularity and not their ability. You could argue, however, that the qualities that people need to become popular are extremely important factors in being a productive member of any workforce. So perhaps being popular is actually the result of possessing a certain type of ability that others don't have.